I think the money that's involved in the Premier League now has probably, you know, altered the views of probably people within football clubs, because, you know, the money's, you know, obscene, you know, when you look at it. But, you know, when I do my team talk tomorrow, I'll be speaking to the players, and the way I always look at it, as a player, what you want to do is be successful. You want to get promotions, you want to win cups. You know, that is success. And if you have a very good career, you may get 15 years of that. And that's 15 opportunities to win an FA Cup, 15 opportunities to win a League Cup, and 15 opportunities to get promoted or win a league. There's only 45 opportunities to go and be successful at a football club. You know, we're quite lucky at this club because our coaching staff's won 5 FA Cups itself. Or I should say that's John Terry. I like to call it the coaching staff now because it sounds a lot better. But I have been having a joke with him about that. So it is something that players want. They want to win things, you know. But we also know that the monies in the Premier League are very important as well. So it's finding a balance. I mean, it certainly doesn't help when the first round for Championship teams is straight after Christmas when you've just had 4 games in 10 days. That certainly doesn't help it. But we will take it serious, and hopefully, you know, we can progress into the latter stages, and who knows, try and get to the final.
The way other teams do treat it, particularly Premier League teams in these early stages, does open up an opportunity for teams like Aston Villa to progress, and maybe just, you know, there's no law says you can't go and do very well in it.
No, there is no law at all, and you know, we've seen over recent years that clubs have got very close to it. You know, Wigan won it one year, you know, Stoke got to the final against Man City, I remember. You know, so it's not always the you know, the top 6 clubs who are getting to the final of these competitions, and you know, we'll be going all out to try and get to the finals. But as I say, it's that balance as well. I've got to look at the squad in terms of some of the players have played 4 games in 10 days. You know, and there's a big injury risk and moving forward for the games that we've got this month. But you know, we want to go and win this game.
You just mentioned injury risk. I was thinking there, though, that you've got a week's rest after it. You know what I mean? There seems to be no reason not to field a strong team.
No, there's not, and we will be fielding. We will be fielding a strong team, but you know, you have to look at some of the players and just some of the numbers that they've clocked up on mileage in the last, as I say, 10 days. So we'll do that and pick a strong team that we believe can win the game.
So when you are tired after 4 games in 10 days, the likelihood of an injury is greater, is it?
Yeah, no, you're always more at risk the more fatigued you are. Mm-hmm. You know, so as I say, the good thing is we've got players who haven't played for a while. I mean, a lot of talk has been about, you know, Jack Grealish being out of the team and us probably not having the same swagger as we had when he got injured against West Bromwich Albion. But people also lose sight of the fact that we've missed Neil Taylor in that time as well. And Neil's given us a lot of balance within that team. We had a very stable back 4 up until then. And, you know, he got injured and all of a sudden we've been playing 3 right backs in the back 4. So it'll be great to have Neil back. He's done very well since I've been here, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Are the players excited about the FA Cup?
I hope so. It's something that we've spoken about this week. I mean, you don't have a great time to get too excited, you know. You play New Year's Day and then all of a sudden the FA Cup's upon you on the Saturday. So, yeah, no, they'll be looking forward to it and ready for it to...